If you stole or took something from work, you know, after you left, we'd love to hear from you. Or if you're like, hey, if I ever leave this job, this is something I would like to take. You know, this is fantasy world in that,
yeah,
that point.
Just and, a fantasy world.
And if you did steal something of high value or something that could get you in trouble, don't worry. You don't have to say your name.
That's right. Let's go to Diana. Diana, we're talking about a lady who quit her job and then took and stole the company chair, the chair that she had, and then had to bring it back when they said, hey, you stole our chair. What have you taken or what would you take?
Okay, so I have not taken anything, but I had a coworker that did the same. She was an older lady. So my supervisor found out she was going to take the chair, and he bought it from her. Hence, this is a rolling chair. So she decided she was going to roll it down to his desk, and there's a ramp. So when she was rolling the chair down the ramp, the chair rolled all over her, oh. And I found her on the floor with the chair on top she got, of her.
Ran over by her chair.
She got by the thing she tried to steal. I love that.
Damn.
That's the worst.
It was awful. I didn't know what to do. I was like, how do I know?
Poor lady. Was she okay? She was laying there?
Yeah, she was okay. But like I said, she was an older lady, so I didn't know she had broken anything.
Wow. It sounds like you're really concerned about it.
Yeah.
That is funny. You're trying to steal something.
Well, I offered to roll it down myself. I was like, just leave it there. I'll take it down. She's like, no, I sold it to him, so I'm going to take it.
Diana, great story. Let's go to Rachel. Rachel, what did you take from work?
Hey, I have not taken anything, but I'm a vet tech, so I think just to be petty, if I were to get fired or something, we use clipper blades and nail trimmers, you know, very, very often. So I think that would be the first thing that I would take, just to be a little petty.
But then your friends have to suffer.
Okay. If I get fired, then, you know, and they're probably listening right now, too, so.
You don't have to say your name.
Rachel, you don't have to feel bad. Jason has suggested in a bad situation he would put sardines in blinds.
Yes, he did.
He would hide them in the vents in the blinds, yeah.
All right, let's stay off that subject, because that might
be
coming
true. We all know the kind of person that Jason is, yeah. So don't talk to me about suffering with my friends.
Let her do her dirt.
Yeah.
Let her be dirty. Right. All right, Rachel, thank you.
Do you know one of the best things I ever saw? I think it was, I don't remember where I saw it, but it was like, what's one thing that you could take that would just absolutely ruin everybody else's day? Mm-hmm. And somebody said the glass tray inside of the microwave.
Oh, yeah. You know?
And I thought, that is brilliant.
Yeah.
Because it really would screw everybody over.
It ain't rotating.
No.
You get that burn on one side.
It's like, what? What?
Nothing. Oh. I'm just listening to you be spiteful of the people that didn't do anything to you, but go ahead.
I really enjoyed it.
Let's go to AML Jose. Jose, what have you, we know you're a thief. What have you stolen?
I haven't stolen anything.
Oh, okay. But
let me say first, Jason's the biggest biznitch. You're right, Jared. I mean, he's always getting quiet whenever you're talking about the company, like he's going to get downgraded from a luxury car to like a Chevrolet or something like that. Sorry, you got to be kidding me.
Well, I'm going to call Jose's employer and get him fired.
That's the Jason we know.
There he is.
He's back.
Look, if you do something to me, I'm going to get you. But if you don't, I'm cool with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
His Rhode Island just came out.
Yeah.
I'm cool with you.
I'm cool with you. Meet me by the bubbler. See what happens.
That's true.
So, Jose, what would you take?
My company vehicle. I would take it and abandon it in the middle of nowhere and disable the OnStar so they can't find it.
So you wouldn't even use it for yourself just to screw them over.
You know what, though? That is a great idea now that I think of it, because if you took the vehicle and just put it in the middle of nowhere when nobody could find it, but they'll think you stole it. But technically, if you're just at your house, you didn't steal it. You just left it somewhere. I wonder what the law is with that. Like, is that considered grand theft auto? Is just a nope? You just abandoned some car. You didn't just bring it back, and that's where it is. That's weird.
We are going to talk to our official attorney about something much more important. But I think
we can throw that in.
It's an interesting question.
It is, though, right?
Yeah. All right, Jose. Great call. That was funny. And then one last call, Lisa. Lisa, what would you take from work if you were fired?
Okay. So I worked with the worst person in the world. She was mean, vindictive, and very nosy. And when I left,
When I left, I took her glasses off her desk and I stumped them and broke them to the ground.
Oh my God. That's terrible. Yes. Mm. She
and
can't
that's
see.
Thing, you won't be nosy no more.
Lisa.
That dang. Is so mean.
Yeah, I love like, it. Oh, I don't like that, Lisa. Mean.
That's she was mean.
You took her sight.
Take the high road for crying out
took
loud.
Took away a sense.
Yeah.
And I would do it again to this day. That's how much I can't stand her.
Oh, my gosh.
If that didn't work, you would poke her and gouge her eyes out.
What does that really do for you?
Makes you feel better in the moment.
Didn't you feel?
Oh, my God. It just makes my adrenaline run.
You felt great, huh?
I still feel great.
Wow. Not sorry.
So she, you said she was. She had three great adjectives. She was nosy, mean, and what?
Vindictive. And I got her butt good.
Yeah,
yeah, you did.
Hey. Nice, Lisa. Don't.
She never called and asked me where they were either.
She couldn't better. Find anything.
She couldn't see
she's still
a
looking for him.
Somebody dial the phone for me. Lisa got me.
She's sitting there in the dark,
running into the wall.
She's in the dark.
Lisa,
she's still at her desk.
We have the best
this
listeners.
Makes my day. Yeah. It truly does.
Stop somebody's glasses they can't see because she hated her.
Are you, oh, did you hear the note she left?
No, no, wait,
she said she left a note that said you're not going to be nosy anymore.
Oh, she actually left a note?
She said she left a note that said now you're not going to be nosy anymore.
Oh, my God.
Oh, she couldn't see it. She,
yeah, like,
she left evidence.
Oh, she left it in Braille.
Yeah, right. Dang, Lisa, you were prepared.
Left it in Braille.
That Braille note, boy. That's when you're next level.
We right. stole our, I think I told you guys this, when we had a babysitter one time, we thought she was just not the best babysitter at all, and mm-hmm. we stole her glasses for a solid hour, and she couldn't see, and she got very angry, right. and then she threatened to call my parents, and so then we gave the glasses back.
I love that.
But she never came back.
She never came back.
Never came back.
I'm not going to babysit those three girls.
No.